No shelter, no firewood, just you, a biting wind, and hours of darkness ahead. That was the nightly reality for countless medieval shepherds scattered across frozen hillsides. And yet, they survived. Not by luck, but through clever, low-tech strategies most of us have long forgotten. In this video, we're unpacking how medieval peasants endured brutal cold with nothing but what they wore, what they carried, and what the land could offer. No tents, no sleeping bags, just raw survival, built on wool, instinct, and pure grit. 1. Body heat nesting. When shelter was out of reach and the winds turned hostile, shepherds turned to the most reliable heat source they had, living bodies. They slept among their sheep, sometimes pressed between two animals to trap warmth from both sides. Wrapped tightly in cloaks, they minimized skin exposure and let the flock's body heat shield them from hypothermia. The ground was still cold, but the animals acted like natural radiators. Records from Eastern Europe and Alpine shepherds describe using lambs or dogs as core warmers. Small animals were wrapped and tucked against the chest or stomach, keeping vital organs warm throughout the night. Some even tied wool cords around themselves and the animals to keep everyone in place during sleep. It wasn't about comfort, it was triage against the cold. This practice wasn't unique to peasants. Medieval armies, especially during long campaigns, also adopted shared sleeping. Soldiers rotated positions during cold nights, curling around one another inside cloaks to conserve collective heat. In some winter camps, written orders required men to sleep in pairs, particularly among low-ranking infantry. Modern survivalists know this technique by many names: co-sheltering, shared sleeping, or double bagging in extreme conditions. It's still taught in military cold weather survival schools and polar expedition training. The core principle remains unchanged. When heat is limited, isolate it, conserve moisture, and don't let it leak into the air. In a true survival situation, warmth isn't optional, it's strategy. Shepherds didn't just survive with this method, they normalized it. They knew when to rest beside a sheep, when to huddle with a fellow herder, and when to keep moving to avoid freezing stiff. For them, sleeping alone was a luxury and a risk they rarely took. 2. Cloaks as shelter. For medieval shepherds, a cloak wasn't just a garment. It was their shelter, their blanket, and sometimes their last line of defense. These cloaks were typically made of thick, untreated wool that retained warmth even when damp. Some were coated with animal grease, wax, or tallow, giving them water-resistant properties that modern fabrics try to replicate. In exposed conditions, the entire cloak could be wrapped over the head and body like a personal tent. Sources from 13th century inventories describe traveling cloaks passed down between generations of herders. They were heavy but durable and often equipped with a hood and a reinforced collar to shield the neck and ears. A shepherd could kneel beneath one, curl up tightly, and survive rain or frost without building anything. This method, while crude, mimicked the bivouac technique used by modern survivalists to trap body heat inside a low air volume space. More than once, a cloak was all a traveler had between them and a freezing death. In some regions, cloaks were lined with fur or layered with straw or dry leaves for extra insulation. If time allowed, herders would gather foliage, tuck it between folds of fabric, and sleep inside the improvised padding. It wasn't elegant, but it bought them the warmth needed to make it to sunrise. Today's wool ponchos and emergency bivy sacks follow the same principle. Wrap the heat, block the wind, and keep the body's warmth from escaping. Cloaks were slow to dry and smelled of smoke, sweat, and sheep, but they worked. In the absence of tents or tarps, medieval shepherds didn't complain. They just pulled their cloak tighter and waited out the night. 3. Ground insulation. It's not the cold air that kills you. It's the cold ground. Any shepherd who spent the night in open fields knew this instinctively. Sleeping directly on soil pulled heat from the body like a sponge. Without insulation underneath, even the warmest cloak became useless. To survive, they created barriers. Hay, dry leaves, bracken, or even unwashed wool clippings were piled into a thick layer before resting. Sometimes the material was bundled into a nest shaped like a shallow bowl and wrapped with cloaks around the edges. It wasn't just about comfort. It was the only way to stay dry and retain warmth through the night. This strategy didn't require tools, only time and awareness. Even a few armfuls of dry grass could mean the difference between a freezing wake-up and waking up at all. In wetter months, shepherds turned to fir branches, bark shavings, or even bundles of straw carried in saddlebags. If livestock were nearby, dung was sometimes used beneath foliage for extra heat, foul but effective. The same principle holds today. Bushcrafters build debris beds, survivalists carry foam mats, and even military bivouacs rely on ground barriers. The body loses more heat to conduction than to air in most cold environments. Medieval shepherds didn't need charts to explain that. They just knew the earth would take what it could unless they built something to stop it. 4. Windbreak hacks. Sometimes beating the cold wasn't about warmth. It was about not getting hit by the wind. Shepherds without shelter knew how to read the land. A small change in terrain, a ridge, a thicket, or even a fallen tree could be the difference between freezing and enduring. But when nothing was available, they built their own cover. With a few minutes of work, a shepherd could stack loose stones into a low semicircle facing away from the wind. If trees or bushes were nearby, they'd weave branches into a crude wall, just high enough to break gusts at ground level. These weren't walls for defense, they were shields for sleep. They cut wind chill dramatically, and that alone often meant survival. One clever variant was what some call today the Shepherd's Hollow. By scooping out a shallow trench, just enough to lie in, and building a low windbreak at the exposed side, they created a thermal pocket in the landscape itself. The earth, insulated from below, and the barrier-blocked air from above add a cloak, a few branches, and maybe some hay. And you had a bed that worked like a sleeping bag, primitive but brutally effective. This technique still appears in military survival manuals and Arctic fieldcraft guides. Dig low, block wind, stay compact. A hollow like this won't win design awards, but it lets you lie still through a long night without needing fire or canvas. Shepherds used them because they worked, and because they could build one in under 10 minutes with nothing but their hands. 5. Embers and carried fire. When kindling was soaked and wind howled through the hills, fire wasn't something you built. It was something you preserved. Medieval shepherds learned to bank embers in ash and soil, using shallow fire pits insulated with stones or turf. By morning, they didn't strike flint. They uncovered warmth, fanned it, and fed it dry scraps. This wasn't just convenience. It was survival when dry wood couldn't be found for days. Some went further, carrying fire with them between camps. One method involved wrapping a glowing coal in dry moss, placing it inside a clay ball or gourd, and sealing it with damp wool. These ember carriers, what some bushcrafters now call fire eggs, could smolder for 6 to 12 hours if oxygen was properly controlled. In some alpine regions, shepherds placed the ember pouch inside a satchel lined with wool and dung, turning it into a heat battery for long treks. Fire wasn't only about ignition, it was about distribution. Shepherds sometimes placed stones in the embers before sleep, wrapped them in cloth, and tucked them near the body or under hay bedding. These radiant cores gave off steady heat for hours, warming hands, joints, and even bread tucked inside a cloak. The process was quiet, smokeless, and safe enough to use while resting under a tree or inside a stone windbreak. Today's survivalists use hot rocks, charcoal bricks, or ember boxes for similar results. But the shepherd's method was lower tech and more sustainable. No need for metal containers or chemicals, just dirt, patience, and practice. In an age where fire meant life, learning how to stretch a single ember into a full night's comfort was an art, and one that deserves to be remembered. 6. Animal skins and grease. When the cold pushed past wool and windbreaks, shepherds reached for something more primal, raw fat, and animal hide. Skins from sheep, goats, or deer were often used immediately after slaughter, while still pliable and rich in natural oils. Draped fur side in, these hides trapped heat, while their leathery backs blocked wind and moisture. But what made them powerful wasn't just the fur, it was what they did with it next. To boost performance, herders rendered fat from the same animals, tallow or lard, and rubbed it into both their cloaks and skin. This created a greasy seal that repelled moisture and slowed down evaporative heat loss. Some went further, mixing the fat with ash or powdered bark to create a tackier, long-lasting layer that stayed flexible even in sub-zero weather. These coatings were smelly and sticky, but they kept people alive. Regional methods refined the idea. In the Scottish Highlands, shepherds soaked woolen socks and leather wraps in hot sweet mixed with heather ash, then left them to cure in chimney smoke. Scandinavian herders used fish oil, applying it to reindeer pelts and letting it freeze into a crust that deflected snow and sleet. Even Eastern European steppe dwellers used bone marrow grease on the inside of leather boots, keeping feet warm on long rides. Modern bushcrafters echo these practices with beeswax and oil canvas treatments or vapor barrier liners and sleeping systems. The concept is identical. Trap heat, repel wet, and block the wind from stealing warmth. Medieval shepherds didn't have Gore-Tex, but they had chemistry, instinct, and necessity. And their solution still outperforms synthetic gear when done right. 7. Night movement and micro-napping. Standing still in freezing air bleeds heat faster than almost any other factor. Medieval shepherds often combated this by breaking the night into active intervals and short power naps. Rather than lying down for hours, they'd walk or perform simple tasks, sorting fleeces, arranging stones, or stirring embers, until their core warmed enough to risk a brief rest. When muscles grew tired, they'd find a wind-sheltered spot, curl into a tight ball for just 10 to 15 minutes, then rise and move again. These micronaps provided enough recovery to stave off hypothermia without the long exposures that traditional sleep required. Written accounts from Pyrenean and Carpathian shepherds note that keeping limbs in motion prevented cold, stiff joints and maintained circulation. Modern cold weather survival training teaches the same active rest principle. Short bursts of movement interspersed with controlled rest periods. Research shows that even minimal activity, wiggling toes, swinging arm, or walking a few paces, boosts metabolic heat by up to 20%. For shepherds on open slopes, this pattern turned a perilous all-night vigil into a manageable series of shifts. By refusing to lie still until absolutely necessary, medieval shepherds kept their blood flowing, their minds alert, and their bodies alive. In a true survival scenario, never underestimate the power of motion and the strategic nap. Surviving a freezing night without shelter demanded more than grit. It required knowing how to turn wool, earth, and biology into life-saving gear. Medieval shepherds mastered body heat nesting, cloak shelters, ground insulation, windbreak hacks, ember carriers, grease-treated pelts, and active rest cycles. Each tactic traded modern comforts for simple materials and raw ingenuity. Try one of these strategies on your next cold weather trip and see how history's poorest herders stayed alive. If you found these medieval survival secrets valuable, hit subscribe and ring the bell for weekly deep dives into practical history. Drop a comment with which technique you'll test first. Our community thrives on real-world feedback and adaptations.